سلام، فهیم هستم. خوشحالم که دوباره در رادیو آیلتس آفرینش فرصت همراهی با شما دوستان رو به دست آوردم. امیدوارم که تا پایان برنامه امشب هم مثل همیشه با ما همراه باشید. سمپلی رو که در ادامه کار با هم بررسی می‌کنیم، جزء موضوعات اخیر مصاحبه اسپیکینگ آیلتس بوده و می‌تونه برای اون دسته از دوستانی که تا به حال با این موضوع روبرو نشدند، چالش برانگیز باشه. کیو کارد این برنامه به این صورته.
Describe an activity you haven't done before and would like to try it for the first time. You should say what the activity is, whether it is hard to learn it, what is interesting about it, and why you haven't done it before.
با خوندن کیو کارت به این موضوع پی میبریم که از ما خواسته شده تا فعالیتی رو که تا به حال انجام ندادیم رو توصیف کنیم. به این نکته دقت کنید که فعالیت خاصی رو برای توصیف مشخص نکرده و تا حدودی کار رو برای من آسون میکنه، چرا که میتونم با توجه به آمادگیی که دارم برای مثال راجع به یک فعالیت ورزشی، اجتماعی و یا هر فعالیت دیگه‌ای صحبت کنم. بریم که سمپل رو گوش بدیم.
Well, if I ever had the chance to try my hand at something, I would definitely go for bungee jumping. I mean, it's not like I know a lot about this kind of activity, but I've always felt how dope it feels like to do it vicariously. I guess you already know what it is, but anyways, to provide you with a lowdown on this whole jumping thing, you're gonna have to jump from a very tall structure with an elastic rope attached to your feet. In words of one syllable, it's all about the adrenaline rush that you'll get when you dive head first. Even the idea of doing this one day gives me a kind of inexplicable sensation that is absolutely out of this world. Talking about the learning process, well, your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea what it takes to become a real jumper whatsoever, but the one thing I'm 100% positive about is that it not only takes some real guts to jump, but also requires you to be perfectly flexible. Otherwise, you might have a joint dislocated or even worse. In my opinion, it's the eccentric yet unique feeling that you get when you do it. It really makes it so fab. It's sort of like you either do this or you don't. There's no middle of the way thing. My point being that once you jump, you're going to have to follow through because you don't really have any other options to consider. I guess if the opportunity presents itself, I will definitely grab it. But the thing is, where I come from, people are not really hot on doing this yet. However, it doesn't really mean that I can't take a trip to make this dream come true. Come to think of it, I guess I'm going to start looking it up and sign up for it right away.
همونطور که شنیدید، در این نمونه هم از لغات و اصطلاحات less frequent و ساختارهای مناسب برای بالا بردن امتیاز مصاحبه استفاده شده که توجهتون رو به چند نمونه جلب میکنم. اصطلاحاتی مانند try your hand at something, in words of one syllable, fab و همچنین کلماتی مانند vicariously, elastic و inexplicable. ممنونم که باز هم ما رو در این برنامه همراهی کردید. تا یک شنبه دیگه شما رو به خدا میسپارم.